Hi, I'm Dave Bushong, KZ10, and this is 99hobbies.com. Today I'm talking with Alan Pitts, W1AGP, about the Hello campaign at ARRL. Hi, Alan.
Good morning to you. On a lovely day.
It's a lovely day. Thanks for being on 99 Hobbies.
Well, thank you.
Now, tell me all about the Hello campaign. In particular, why it happened to start this year?
Well, the Hello campaign, first of all, what it is the biggest public relations campaign in the history of amateur radio. That when I first came here 2 years ago, I was looking at all of what needs to be done for amateur radio in the area of public relations and media. And I recognized, very simply, there is only one of me, and there's a whole world out there. And so I intentionally designed a whole strategy, which was a shift. Rather than myself running around like a crazy man trying to do everything, I would make tools available for the hundreds of public information officers and got to be thousands of other people out there. And allow them to do the public relations by providing them the tools, making everything needed for them to be successful in that. And that strategy has worked. Now, the second step was to look, okay, well, what are we going to do? How do we get a theme? How do we get the world interested? The Hello campaign probably would have started a lot earlier, but there was a minor little lady called Katrina kind of got in the way. that put a crink in a whole lot of things. But we started the Hello campaign to coincide, actually, with the centennial of Voices Over the Airwaves. As near as anyone can tell, the very first voice broadcast ever done was done on Christmas Eve, 1906, by a guy named Reginald Fessenden. And he was in Brant Rock, Massachusetts. He supposedly was going to be, and was hired, actually, to send Morse code radio. They had radio, but everything was in Morse code, and he was supposed to send the weather reports out to ships at sea. What actually he had been doing is experimenting on the side with the idea of sending voice communication instead of Morse code. And on Christmas Eve 1906, he thought he had it well enough. They had done some minor little things that just kind of went from one room of the house into the other. But he thought he had it well enough, so he took the gamble. And on Christmas Eve, well, the ships of the United Fruit Company are plying the North Atlantic, expecting their Morse code weather report. All of a sudden, Fessenden comes up and drops the jaws of people about 40 fathoms across the North Atlantic when he says, hello, and wishes them a Merry Christmas. He plays on his violin. They played a little bit from one of the old Edison phonographs with a wax cylinder. The original thing, his wife was supposed to have read the Gospel of Luke Christmas story, but she got the first ever documented case of mic fright, absolutely clammed up on him, so he had to fudge and cover real fast. And that was the first broadcast. And so for 100 years now, we have had the ability to not just send messages, but to speak over the radio. And speech, to me, is incredibly important because not only are you communicating information by the actual words you say, but the tone and the inflection are also important. Psychologists talk about a voice song. As a matter of fact, they actually think the voice song is not only more important, but actually predates actual language. There are certain patterns which everybody has that help to not only understand what the material, but how they're saying it and what they mean by it.
Oh, that makes sense.
So when you've got something that I think is that important, I matched the Hello campaign along with the centennial, put the two together, and it made perfect sense.
Oh,
because
sure.
That's one of the things amateur radio does, is the idea of making friends, communicating around the world.
So what does the program actually do? You say it puts information in the hands of
There are several components to it, which I make available to people, and the board of directors very graciously has decided to make them as freely available as possible. We've got everything from bumper stickers to buttons. We've got a professionally done public service announcement for television. Before you go today, I will make sure you have a copy of the audio PSA.
Oh, that's great.
Which was done, Johnny Donovan, who is the announcer for Rush Limbaugh at WABC in New York, did a professional audio for us. We've got actually a couple of audios, but that one, I got to admit, is the best one, I think.
Okay.
And we've got them in several different languages. We've got brochures, a whole host of coordinated materials, and that's the new part that has never been done, is providing the materials, but they're all coordinated. There's a banner that I'm looking at right now, which I realize your audience can't see, which is hanging up on the wall. Big banners, and have them all available for people to use in their local areas. All news is local. If it doesn't have a local tag, a lot of the media, they don't care about it. So this is providing them the materials to take and talk about their local organizations, their local clubs, and what amateur radio does within their own communities.
Oh, that's great. I'm looking at a printout that I made from helloradio.com, and I'll put a link in the show notes to this.
Oh, yeah, www.helloradio.org.
Dot something. I'll double check that.
Yeah, we're trying to get the .com one, and can't get it. So it's helloradio.org.
Okay. There's some really good questions here. What is ham radio? I think I've been asked that, and it's nice to have it all spelled out here so that if somebody asks these questions, we can just go right to this information and give good answers.
One of the parts of this is that the actual ARRL website, www.arrl.org, is over 46,000 pages of information. It is absolutely huge. It is a major resource, and sure, it's great if you're doing research and you happen to know kind of where you're going. But I've been here for 2 years now, and I still get lost on that. They have to send out the dog sleds and the rescue teams to go find me. So anybody that's new or not used to all the terms, they can get in there, they can get totally lost, totally frustrated. So it was the decision of myself and the public relations committee that rather than try and do something with that, we would set up a totally separate website, which is intentionally kept very simple. It's as user-friendly as we can, put the questions. Most people have the same questions, so we just put the questions up there and along with the answers as to what is amateur radio, how you can get involved in amateur radio, what a ham radio people actually do, what are some of the fun things that we do, and also what's some of the serious side of things. Ham radio is a whole lot of fun, but it's also got the very serious side in emergency communications.
Yeah, and we've seen some of that, especially in the last few years, where hams are the only people that can provide communications.
That has happened repeatedly. The modern communications world, including your downloads and your website and all that you're doing right now, 99.5% of the time is absolutely wonderful. If I'm going shopping, yeah, I'm going to grab a cell phone or something like that so I can call my wife. It's great, but there's that one half of 1%. When normal systems are overloaded or go down, they may get blown down or covered in ice or all kinds of things. Now what are you going to do? And that's where ham radio shines, because each amateur radio is a total independent unit. They can transmit and receive without anything. We've got generators, we've got batteries, we can do it without electric power, without the internet, without any of the infrastructure that all of the other communication systems need. So I use the analogy, we're kind of like ants at a picnic.
If okay.
Okay, if you've got the chocolate cake laying out there, the ants are going to get to it. Now, I don't care if you even wipe out half of them. Guess what? The ants are still going to get to it. Each ant is a unique, independent unit. Now, they're coordinated, But each one's able to function individually, and you know what? Kiss the cake goodbye. In the same case, the hams are going to get that message through. We will find a way.
I have never heard it put that way, but that's a good way to put it. They also have antennas, don't they?
Pardon?
The ants have antennas?
Yes, as a matter of fact, they do.
Well, then it's a perfect analogy. So before we go here, Alan, let me ask you a question. If one of our listeners wants to get more involved in, say, evangelizing ham radio, what would you recommend that they do?
The first thing I would suggest is go to the website that we've set up, the www.helloradio.org.
Okay.
Take a look there. One of the things that we put on there is how you can get your own license. It's not that hard anymore. You don't need Morse code for your initial license at this point. It does take a little bit of study. This is not a gimme. It does take a little bit of study, but it's not hard. If I can teach an 11-year-old, we can teach just about anybody. Get your initial license there. If you want help, there's also a section in there which we went and took just the names of the clubs that have said, we will help you. It'll ask you for your zip code, and it'll give you the names of amateur radio clubs in your local area who can help you, get you started. There's also an online course. I mean, there's many different ways to get into it, and they're all off of helloradio.org. You can find all of them. You can also find out a little more about it.
See, I see that link at the very bottom of the page. It says click here to find out who to contact in your area. Click here. So that looks like that's going to be a great resource.
Yeah, those are the clubs that specifically are open and want to help new people.
Oh, that's great. That's just great. Well, Alan Pitts, W1AGP, thanks for being with us today. This was a lot of fun.
Yeah. Ham radio is fun. It really is. And I mean, you never ask the Sultan to speak dispassionately about his favorite wife. You get me talking about ham radio. And with all due respect to my wife, this is my second love.
All right, well, thanks again, 73. Well,
thank you very much.
You think you know what radio is, but there is a radio you may not have yet discovered. Amateur radio, or as it is often called, ham radio. You can talk to the world.
Hey, Yoshi, you're my first contact with Japan.
Help when disasters strike.
The hurricane emergency net is now open for priority traffic.
Or make friends worlds away.
G'day, mate. Beautiful day here out in Australia. I tell you what, the waves are
beautiful. Say hello to the world via amateur radio. The ARRL, the National Organization for Amateur Radio, can teach you how. Visit helloradio.org and say hello to ham radio.